Welcome to The Tourism Teacher. I'm your host, Andy Jasperson. Join me as I help you unveil the inner workings and acronyms of the world of tourism and destination marketing. If you're new to the industry or simply looking to refresh your grasp on the basics and lingo, you've come to the right place. I'll be your guide to a more comprehensive understanding of this fascinating industry. So take your seats, open your notebooks, and join me as we explore the world of tourism together. Let's dive into this lesson from The Tourism Teacher. Hey everyone, we're back. I wanted to start off today's episode by saying thank you to each and every one of you guys, our listeners. It's really been amazing to get that feedback that our content has helped so many of you in your roles. And I really think it's awesome that we've been able to make such a big impact with this podcast. So thank you very much for joining in and making this a success. This episode marks the finale of season one for the show. And I got to say, our production team at Relic has worked so hard to prep all of these episodes and build out the content for outlines for me. And I really just have to say they are rock stars. They really make me sound good. And I have told them on repeat, I really would love to have an editor in real life. So if one of them could just make me sound like the genius I sound like on my episodes, that would be awesome. But unfortunately, I have to learn to speak better instead, I think. So this season, we really tapped into a broad variety of topics, and I really loved the conversations that we got to have with the guests throughout the varying episodes. I had a lot of fun talking with Eric Barstow for the convention and meeting sales, and really delving into a major way that destinations make money. I was thinking back to the advocacy and community integration episode. I think it was our 10th episode with Dominic Bravo. And it's just such a major topic and continually evolving. I really encourage each of you to pay attention to what your community, your destination is doing in this realm and the relationships that they're building between the local partners and the government. It's just such a vital piece to the continuing strength of the DMO, that watching the leaders in your organization for what direction they're moving in advocacy is going to be a really great opportunity for you to learn. So thanks for Dominic hopping in with his thoughts on that topic as well. Of course, I can't neglect Relic's top dog, Adam Stoker. And he had sat down with me in episode 4, and we talked about the different types of media that brands leverage and what forms those take for a DMO. We really nerded out over the PESO model, which is the paid, earned, shared, owned media in each destination and how they can be leveraged. And so if you are thinking back about what you need to do in your marketing models, that is a good place to start. And thank you very much to my Relic teammates for making me put my thinking cap on and dig into some quandaries on the question and answer episode. You guys are really the best, and I hope that you guys learned, really started to wrap your heads around what the tourism industry looks like and how it works from the agency perspective. I do need to shout out Ryan Hauk in episode 9 for his insight on tour operators. I know for me, this is probably the episode that I needed the most. I really got a refresher on the different types of tour operators and receptive and outbound and inbound. And Ryan has continually been very understanding of people's struggles to understand all of those divisions. And I think he articulates it really well. And so I know that I will be giving it a re-listen in the future before I jump back into sales for a destination. And Ryan, thank you so much for the hot tip on visiting Yellowstone this summer. I went, you guys, and it was incredible. I saw 5 bears. Totally worth the drive out there, but cannot recommend it enough. Go visit Cody and then head into Yellowstone on the east side of the park. And my producer asked me what my favorite topic we talked about this season. I gotta say, like, this is not going to be a shock to anyone, but episodes 17 and 18 revolving around the relationships of journalists and the role of public relations in tourism with Jeff and Ivy were a really natural fit to me given my career path. But I'm just really blessed by the network of industry professionals, both on the DMO and on the journalist and PR side of things. It was really interesting to hear about their specific takes on the topics that I work with every day say from the agency side and when I was at the DMO. And so I really hope that you guys took away some gold nuggets. But I think I have to say my favorite episode was with Malia Hames, which was episode 12 about social media. She's from Visit North Alabama, and we had a ton of fun. I would be interested to know how much laughing they had to edit out of that episode because we recorded a really long time, but it was such a joy to sit and talk with her. And also, one more time, get Malia an assistant. Hopefully Tammy's listening. And one more plug for you, Malia. One more plug. The producers were also asking me, like, what was the best piece of listener feedback? And that's hard to narrow down because I got so many bits and pieces of it from a lot of different areas. And so much of it was positive. I really, really appreciated just the positivity about the show and how the resource is valuable to the industry. It really means a lot. And I know that my team here at Relic has put in a ton of work specifically for that reason. So I'm glad that it's coming through. But I think that the one for me personally that sticks out the very most was the Destinations International's annual convention. When my friend Jeff Robinson from Visit Indy asked me more about the show because I was wearing my tourism teacher t-shirt. And as I explained to him what it was and I, you know, showed him the QR code and he subscribed to the show, he immediately told me he was going to set his new employee up to listen to the show when she started the next week. And so it was so cool to see that I was helping someone right out of the gates in their tourism career just with this show. So that was really fulfilling for me to hear. And if you guys have any stories like that, or if you guys are having success stories, please don't hesitate to send those over to Julie. Because it's just encouraging for everyone on the team to hear that, like, we're making an impact. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your kind words. And as always, thank you for tuning into the Tourism Teacher this season. I genuinely hope I get to welcome you back after break, but for now, class dismissed.